This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Fall is a grand time for beer lovers. With the crisp air, light-bodied lagers and shandies get swept off the shelves to make way for dark and amber ales, along with multiple versions of Oktoberfest brews. For beer lovers wishing to combine a fall foliage tour with sampling the wares at one of the state's many breweries, New Hampshire Magazine is here to help. The Beer Lover's Guide to the Granite State is a comprehensive guide to enjoying New Hampshire's local beer industry, and it's now online. Erica Thoitz is assistant editor for New Hampshire Magazine. Erica, thanks for joining us.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
We know of places like Portland, Oregon, Seattle, Washington. Mm-hmm. We hear a lot about their vibrant craft beers and vibrant brewing culture. So what is New Hampshire's history in the beer brewing world?
I was surprised to learn when doing research for this story that our history is quite long. In fact, all the way back to the 1800s. I don't know if anybody's ever heard of Frank Jones, but he was sort of a beer pioneer. He had one of the largest breweries in the country at that time in Portsmouth. And things sort of calmed down around Prohibition era, but then we came raring back with the addition of Red Hook in Portsmouth. It was one of the first, you know, breweries in the area. And after that, it just sort of exploded. And we now have dozens of breweries in the state.
Yeah, it looks like Portsmouth is pretty intensively the most beer-intensive part of the state.
Yeah, I mean, there are, oh gosh, maybe six nanobreweries in the area, in addition to bigger places like I mentioned, Red Hook, Smutty Nose, Portsmouth Brewery. You've got little guys like Blue Lobster, Great Rhythm, Earth Eagle. On the Seacoast, it's a great place just because you can get so much beer in a small area, I think is why it's so attractive.
But the guide is not focused on that part of the state. James Sanborn recommends several spots in North Conway, West Ossipee, North Woodstock. You have
others.
Absolutely.
The Woodstock is interesting. Doing this research, I found out that the Woodstock Inn, Station, and Brewery, they've been around, oh, I think, for 17 years or so. But they were named one of the top beercations in the country.
Hmm.
I mean, it's a fabulous place. Their Pig's Ear Brown is excellent for fall. But you could go as far north as, I want to say, Conway. And then, you know, as far south here in Manchester and Concord. You could go out to Keene, to Elm City Brewing. It's been there for quite a while. But Keene's a little quiet, but that area, it's catching on. There are a couple specialty beer stores opening.
Right, that's true. It's not just breweries here. There are a number of specialty beer stores. So where do you recommend connoisseurs head if they want to seek out craft beers that they may not be able to find at their average convenience
Absolutely.
Store?
Absolutely. I live in the Manchester area, and my favorite store near me is Burt's Better Brewing in Hooksett. It's fantastic. Concord is lucky to have Barb's Beer Emporium. There's the beer store in Nashua.
May I add to my surprise that Market Basket has a pretty good selection of beer for grocery stores?
They do, and so does Hannaford. I mean, the supermarkets are really catching on to the fact that not just younger people, a lot of people, but, you know, a lot of younger people are into craft brewing, and if you're going to sell more beer, you need to have the beer they want.
Erica, earlier you mentioned nanobreweries. Help us understand this distinction between the levels and sizes of breweries, because this is actually a regulatory designation, isn't it?
It's very important. Recently, New Hampshire got on board with nanobreweries, and they made it much easier to enter into the brewing world at that level.
What is nano?
A nanobrewery is a small brewery. They produce fewer than 2,000 barrels a year, and they don't usually bottle and sell it in a store. They can sell beer offsite, but you need to go experience that brewery. And when I say brewery, you might be thinking, you know, this is such a large place with, you know, tons of barrels. And when you walk in, I mean, these things are in backs of stores. In people's homes is really where they got started. So it's very small, very intimate.
So for this beer lovers issue, you took a hit for the team, I guess, and went on the Granite State Growler Tour. So first of all, what's a growler tour?
A growler tour, as I have learned, is a genius idea that David Adams came up with. He has a bus, Greta the Growler Geta, and he invites people to come on board, and he takes them to local breweries in the Portsmouth, Hampton area. And you get off at your, you know, the brewery, you have a tasting if you'd like to purchase a growler. And a growler, for people who don't know, is a glass container that's refillable. So you can go get your beer, go home, drink it, bring it back.
Tell us about the man that runs it, David Adams. I mean, what's behind it for him?
I want to say he was an engineer and still is an engineer. So this is his second job. And he exudes beer love as he brings you around to these places. It must be kind of torturous for him to not be able to drink when we're all there, since he's our driver.
He's the driver.
Yeah.
Well, I did notice that there is also in the same issue of New Hampshire Magazine, a guide to fall foliage hike. So maybe
yes.
We should mention here, do not drink and hike.
Please don't.
It's not something encouraged by New Hampshire Magazine.
No, it is not. And neither is, drinking and driving, obviously. Do these tours, in a safe way.
There are some notable beer festivals sprouting up. Can you name just a few to look forward to?
Summer is a great time for beer festivals. They're usually outdoors under tents. But right now there's at least two that I know of happening up at the mountains. I believe Cannon Mountain and Loon both have Oktoberfest planned.
Any favorites for you of this crop?
I have to say I was incredibly impressed with Earth Eagle in Portsmouth. They're brewing a style of beer that's quite old, actually. Instead of hops, they use herbs and spices. And I had an extra special bitter brewed with Earl Grey tea there that was just phenomenal. So,
Erica Thoit's assistant editor for New Hampshire Magazine, where you will find the Beer Lover's Guide to the Granite State. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
And as they say in the commercials, don't forget to drink responsibly. There's more word of mouth coming up after the break. Stay with us.